The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I pretty much married Bob the Builder, a.k.a. DJ Automatic. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'd like to explain more as we get into this. My name is Dana Cortez.
I'd like to hear it. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Hear it. You lived it. We moved into our house that we bought on the internet quite some time ago, still in the middle of construction. Not in the middle. We're at the very final stages.
You can go look at the bathroom on Dana's Instagram.
Yeah, go to add Dana Cortez on Instagram. See the before and after. But Automatic and I put our couch together. This man put a chair together.
I removed a rug from a box.
Come on now.
Ooh, there you go.
That was probably the hardest thing I did all day.
No, the couch.
That rug was really, really heavy.
The couch was hard.
Compared to our last couch that I put together, this was nothing.
Nice.
He did such a good job. 1 hour and 10 minutes later, we were sitting on this couch. We've been living in a house with nowhere to sit.
That's up.
Except one or two chairs. So watching TV is cool, but when you sit in a chair like this for hours and hours, it just doesn't feel good.
It was either lay in bed or sit in a, no, sit
was
in a chair.
It Automatic, was it a solo project or was it a team effort?
Dana helped me out a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, she definitely helped. Chewy actually came by and helped me move the rug.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, put the rug underneath the couch, which really, really helped.
Yeah, because nice, Chewy's a little bigger than me.
Yeah, shout out to producer Chewy. Going on, what, 6 days of seeing you guys in 1 week?
Me and Chewy spent the entire weekend together.
Oh, hey!
Yeah.
There he is.
Me and Chewy, so on Friday night, he came and helped me move the rug. On Saturday night, he and I went to a soccer game together.
Go,
like, we pretty much had a double date.
Pretty much. He left me at the house on Saturday night, but luckily I had my couch.
Your couch is on.
I got my couch. And I
had to answer a million times, where's Dana?
I know.
She's on the new couch.
I didn't want to leave the couch. It felt so good, and I made producer Chewy tacos.
Oh, there it is, dude.
Which I felt immediately guilty about because Dana's been promising you for about, I don't know, 10 years now.
Automatic.
At least like almost 8. But
it's probably 8 years.
You know, I would never put a couch together with you guys. So,
no.
So Chewy earned those tacos.
If that's what it took to get to those tacos, I'm good.
I will say he led last night when he was talking to people. He was like, yeah, I earned my meal over there.
Yeah.
I'm sure. He's like, I go over, they invite me to eat, and here I am putting a couch together and spreading this giant rug out.
You didn't invite him to eat and then make him put a couch together, did you?
Yes, we did.
Wait, I already had the couch together. It was the rug that I needed help with.
You really didn't have it together, 100. The rug was completely, it's all scrunched up. You know, Chewy didn't do a great job, though. Because the rug is all scrunched. It's not even spread out.
You're supposed to be the coordinator. You should have been telling us, hey, pull on this side, pull on that side.
Either way, I'm happy. We have a couch. Automatic put a chair together. And two rugs. One in the living room, one in the bedroom.
There it is.
Mom. You know, our apartment's getting very, very close to being done.
I feel good. I feel like I'm finally home.
Once we get rid of what I call Mount Boxmore, we will
be... There will be, yes. We'll be completely moved in, 100%. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Today is World Spa Day.
Oh, my gosh. I can smell the herbs. What?
It's Spay Day.
Oh, like spay your dog?
Yeah, my bad. Big difference.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know.
You got Dana so excited about spa day.
You have no idea.
And then you just lifted your leg on her.
just like an unneutered dog would do.
Spay or neuter your pets, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We went out to lunch the other day, Automatic and myself, and it was a big old party. It was lunchtime. People were just down in margaritas.
Yeah.
It was a soiree. We were the only people at lunch that weren't drinking, and I didn't really notice because I'm not an observant person, but my husband, DJ Automatic, is one of those people that's just nosy.
Or just judgy.
Oh, mate, you were a little judgy. because the table, two tables down from us, got there, they were cool, and by the time lunch was almost over, they were loud, they were in party mode, they were about four margaritas in, and I know that because we had the same waiter. So our waiter would walk by us to go serve them every single time, and he was like, are you guys okay? I'm like, yeah, we're good. We're the boring water with lemon people.
Yeah, you guys are the margarita counting.
Yeah. Because I was like, man, they were really going in. And I turned around, and they're working. They all have their work stuff on. Everybody. And then I started looking around because I was like, you see all these people drinking during lunchtime? Everybody was drinking. You were judging a little, Automatic. You judged a little bit.
I think if you can go to lunch and have a drink and go back to work, more power to you. Some people can do it. Personally, I can't do it. My wife, Dana Cortez here, she can't even have half a drink.
And I can't sniff alcohol. I can't sniff it without, I'm just not a good drinker, I don't do it.
Use it to maintain also that they can't make it throughout the day without getting.
You mean functionings?
Yeah, the functioning alcoholics.
But, yeah.
Like the thing was with these guys though, is that they had three margaritas before their food came out. So they were like,
They must have closed a deal or done something. Hey, that's what's up.
That's what I was thinking. Hey. Is it a celebration? But then I thought, well, everybody celebrated.
I mean, in all reality, it was 11:45. It wasn't even noon yet. And these guys are tanked.
What could they really be celebrating? It's not even noon. It's not even noon. I don't know. I just know that you used to get sloppily drunk, so I don't understand why you're judging. Automatic used to drink when he DJ'd.
Okay.
So that's why I don't judge, because I have a job that I can drink.
Yeah.
And then I started seeing videos of myself on stage and I was like, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Not the best look. I'm screaming in the mic, get your hands! And like drool is coming out of my mouth.
Oh, my gosh. So you weren't somebody who could do that. That's just not your thing.
When I used to work at the marketing agency, no matter what, Friday, 5 p.m., the old office manager would just bring out a six-pack and let whoever wanted to crack it open.
I worked at this place, yeah.
That was cool. I mean, I liked it. That was cool. And it was like, it wasn't, you know, a bunch of margaritas, but it was a good reminder to like blow off some steam and just relax. And I'm pro like a lunch drink if you need some social lubrication for the afternoon.
You know, I'm going to push back on that. I think it's kind of weird. I'm sorry. And I know it's part of the culture. It really is. It's part of the way a lot of people just live. I don't like it. But if you can do it, fine. I don't understand why you need to do it. Why you need to have a drink to be loosened up? Why do you need to have a drink to have fun? You're going to work. You're not going home.
Well, because we're surrounded by people like y'all right now.
Oh my gosh, Anthony.
What do you put up with us somehow?
Yeah. All these sober Sallys around here.
I'm sorry. I'm a lame. Okay, forgive me.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of my best girlfriends doesn't tell her husband how much she spends on beauty, mainly Botox, because it's expensive. Now, I've been getting Botox probably since my late 20s, and my girlfriend told me to start doing it then. Now, obviously, in your late 20s, you don't have any wrinkles. So that's what I told her. I was like, well, I don't even have any wrinkles. And she said, and you won't. It's like, oh, it's preventative. So I've steady been doing it, and she's right. My face looks all right. You know, it's all right.
Shout out to your face, but wait, what's up with your homegirl lying? Do you say her husband?
It's expensive.
That's, bro, I get lying to like a sniff, like a boyfriend or something like that, but if it's your husband, don't you guys like share houses stealing, and children's and things like that?
Automatic, it is not stealing. She works too.
If you guys have a joint bank account and you're spending money and not telling them where it's going, that's kind of like stealing.
It is not stealing. It is just buying something that she feels is
without
necessary.
Telling him about it.
She tells him about it?
And it's part of his money, and he doesn't know where it's going.
She tells him about it. She just says it costs $125.
Oh.
How much does it cost?
How much does it really cost?
$325.
Oh, all right.
That's $200.
I
thought it was something like more drastic than $200.
No, a couple hundred dollars more. She's still not getting a lot of Botox.
$200 is a lot of money.
It's still wild. It is crazy. It's enough to be upset over, but yeah.
No, that's why she doesn't tell him.
Because he'd be upset. Hold on. How many times a year is she doing
it? But also, it's some insight to this world is not checking in on his finances. If he can't realize there's $200 missing.
Maybe he should pay the damn bills then if he's so interested in knowing what's going
ding,
on.
Ding, ding, ding on that one, bro.
I also saw you smirk when I said, how many times a year is it?
She does 2 to 3 times a year.
Okay, so that's a good like a $600 to $800 a year that she's stealing.
She's not stealing it. You know, I thought this was very smart, and I wished I could hide it from Automatic, but he goes with me to my Botox appointments because he wants to see exactly how much I spend. So he's fully aware. And some days it's less. Sometimes I'll be like, I need like $110 worth, and he's okay. It's the days when I'm on, like I've had a really hard few months, and I'm like, hit me with that $375 or $400, and he's like freaking out. I don't stop hearing about it for a good week. So I understand completely why she wouldn't want to tell him, because she doesn't want to hear him she needs it.
You could just age gracefully too.
I'm doing that. That's what the Botox is for. I'm aging gracefully. That's what it's for. If you know how much I want to feel my best, I don't want to look 20. I want to feel my best. And so if someone is pushing back on that and arguing over dollars and cents, because I'm trying to feel good about myself. I don't want you involved in my decisions.
Do I argue with you about it anymore?
Yes and no. Yes, you do when we're there and we pay, but then like a week later you forget. So then no, I don't hear about it anymore.
There you go.
I need to make a Botox appointment.
I know where you're sitting here joking about it and in your friend's situation, but I really do wonder what is it that's at the core of the reason for her lying, because
he yells, he gets mad about it.
Is he mad because he doesn't believe in plastic surgery, or is he really tripping over $200?
He's tripping over $200, and think about it. He's tripping over $200. He doesn't even know he's losing. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't even matter.
And I guess his wife probably looks better.
So what are your thoughts? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right. Drake and Party Next Door's new project, Sexy Songs for You. Did they go number one, yes or no, and knock GNX off that top spot? I'll tell you, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Our friend of the show and one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, Ric Flair,
celebrating
his birthday. We also have Chelsea Handler and Bo Nix.
If you want to laugh, and I mean in the best way possible, check out our conversation with Ric Flair. Probably one of the best we've ever had. Search Dana Cortez Show
and subscribe.
Parts of
it that we could air.
He's crazy, for real. All right, so Drake and Party Next Door dropped some Sexy Songs for You, the album, and it is number one. It only sold 250,000. So for Drake, that's not what he normally does.
It's about a third of what he usually does.
Yeah, about a third of what he usually does, but it still debuted at number one, and I like the album. Now, this makes Drake, this is his 14th number one, tying him with Jay-Z and Taylor Swift for the most solo number one albums in Billboard history. So Drake's still stacking them up. I like the album. It was not made, though, for anyone who likes rappity rap Drake. I was listening to it again this morning and over the weekend. It is not. It's made for Drake girl fans.
Do you think that's why not that 250 is low numbers, but do you think that's why it's a third of what he usually sells first week?
Yes,
because compared to Certified Lover Boy, it's not doing very well at all. And I think it's going to have an even bigger drop off this next week.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
And I don't see a lot of people posting about listening to it.
I didn't listen to it a lot when it first came out. I'm listening to it more now. I don't know why, but that was just, maybe because, I'm not going to lie, the first time I heard it, I wasn't impressed. And then I had to kind of listen to it over and over and really listen to the words to get it. Drake knows that if he would have come with a rap album, it would not have worked.
Yeah.
He had to come with this lover boy kind of, I don't know if they're brand new records or not. Pretty good. He had to come with this, and then we'll probably see him go back into the other.
In hindsight, he really didn't do too much pre-promotion for the
movie. No, he didn't.
Yeah, I think that should be taken into consideration in regards to the over amount of sales.
No matter what, though, Kendrick's hurt his legacy. He's hurt his sales.
He's hurt
Drake, for sure.
And Drake really did help Kendrick, I feel, by starting this beef. He thought he could.
I mean, Kendrick's never been bigger. This is the biggest he's ever been.
Ever.
Because he had a beef with Drake.
But he won the beef with Drake.
Yeah, he won the beef.
Yes. He won the beef.
Yeah.
But I still love this album.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was just told the average price it costs a couple to go out to a concert. I'm going to tell you what it is right now inside this Daily Dirt. But first, Anthony A. celebrity birthdays.
Actor Noah Jupe celebrating his birthday. Ric Flair, Bo Nix, and Chelsea Handler.
So I'm talking about ticket prices because Doechii is touring. We've got a lot of artists that are on the road now. Kendrick and SZA. $450 is the average. It costs a couple, to go out to a concert now. And I was just reading about Doechii and all these other concerts. Doechii, by the way, says she was inspired by Lauryn Hill, and she still listens to The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill a lot, which, by the way, Lauryn Hill was inspired by Roberta Flack. We lost Roberta Flack yesterday. I had to mention that. But I don't understand why ticket prices are so high.
Because at this point, that's the only way an artist can make any money, because they're not making any money off of streaming anymore. And if you don't have syncs, or have your songs placed inside of a movie or a TV show or a commercial, then there's no other way to make any kind of money.
They don't even make the majority of money off those ticket prices. It's all the extras on the ticket and the parking, the service charges. Mm-hmm. The artists themselves make money off of their merchandise.
Mm. That too.
So these service charges and all this other stuff. And you were telling us about the Tyler the Creator.
His wife bought tickets for the Tyler the Creator concert, and it came out to about $1,000.
God,
two tickets.
Almost
$500 each for Tyler. That's kind of crazy. Yeah.
But with the surcharges and the parking, and then you got to go in there and eat. That's another $400. You know, I heard at Coachella the burritos.
Eating. Oh, yeah.
No, you were eating before.
We're gonna drink in the parking lot.
My friend went to Coachella, and she said she spent $24.99 on one burrito.
Ew.
I said, girl, you must have been hungry.
I don't even want to bring up the Cowboy Carter tickets, but they're expensive.
Uh-oh.
You know what? That's why I love... Look, this is how we're going to end things. That's why I love the fact that we have so many concert tickets to give away all the time. Yes, right here. Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You can save a pet's life by paying $10 to put your ex's name on a bag of poop. I love this.
What the?
What? So San Antonio Pets Alive is offering to write your ex's name on a doggy poop bag. It's $10, and they also have a kiss-off note on there, so you can write whatever it is you want to about your ex. They'll print that on the bag, too, and it's only $10. Hey. So what's cool about this is you're saving dogs or cats or whatever pets they have from being euthanized while also sticking a little poop to your ex.
For $10 more, I'll drive it to your ex's place and put it on fire in their front door.
Put it on their front yard. Plus, they're uploading it to their Instagram page.
Hello.
So you get to see your ex's name on social media in a bag of poop.
All right, that's one way to handle it. Another way, you could do what this man in Singapore did. A CEO of a drone racing company recently sued a woman for $2.3 million after she friend-zoned him.
Oh. What?
The two have been friends since 2016, and in 2020, she explained to him that she just wants to be friends. They try to carry on through that friendship, but he ultimately said, "This is damaging my reputation, and I cannot do this."
She's getting sued because he got put in the friend zone?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It makes me wonder how much money he spent on her while she was putting him in the friend zone.
Obviously not about. Enough.
$2.3 million
but
worth.
If he does win this, I am going to go on a suing tour.
Well, I'm just going to get weird here, guys, okay? Of all the things you'd expect to find at a gas station, a severed human is probably not the thing you're going to think of, right?
Not at all. I've never been at the gas station and said, whose is that? Never.
So a customer found a severed in the parking lot of a gas station in Alabama. Police haven't found out who the dismembered member belongs to, but they've already ruled out foul play because nobody called it in.
So do y'all just... I mean, just you lose it?
I mean,
it?
If somebody chopped mine off, first thing I'm doing is calling 911.
911, what's your emergency?
It just falls off and you just say,
No, it
deal?
Didn't fall off. Police have determined it was severed, okay?
Automatic. It's missing. Where nobody's looking for it? There's just so many questions. For instance, where is said now?
Well, it's hard to find, Dana.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
As if you don't spend enough money at Starbucks, they're coming with something new. Automatic will give you all the deets inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
Big positive news. Apple has announced $500 billion worth of investments here in the United States of America.
Ooh,
they will be opening places in Texas, Arizona, Nevada, Iowa, North Carolina, and more. And that just means about 20 to 30,000 new jobs.
Wow.
In the good old U.S. of A. It's about time.
It's one of the benefits of having Apple as an American company.
The fact that they're making this type of investment makes me very happy. It doesn't mean I'm going to buy your next iPhone, though, because they all the same. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
So Starbucks got a new CEO, and he's eliminating 30% of its menu. He's trying to streamline the menu. So if you are a fan of iced matcha lemonade, the espresso frappuccino, and there's about 15 other drinks.
I don't even know what you're talking about, so who cares about those things?
That's so they're getting rid of a lot of drinks, and they're just going to get back to their community coffee house roots, is what the new CEO said.
Plus,
they're going to add a couple new things. They got the iced cherry chai and the jalapeno chicken pocket, which I kind of want to try.
Okay, the jalapeno chicken pocket in a microwave at Starbucks sounds good.
It does sound amazing.
Add some sales?
Because they're
too much money.
Apple and Starbucks in the morning.
I don't have the money to buy a new phone and buy a dang drink at Starbucks every day.
Well, nobody told you to have three kids.
Oh. Yeah.
I got money. I'm gonna go get me some
and
stuff.
Anthony comes in here with his Starbucks every morning, rubs it in our face.
You and your god dang expendable income, Anthony. So
the new CEO is doing some other things. He's extending the free refills. He's setting a limit on digital orders. So you know when you go to Starbucks and there's somebody who just ordered 30 drinks?
Yes.
I can't stand that person.
They ought to get rid of digital orders altogether.
What?
I'm serious. Just walk in and get in line like the rest of the people.
Nah, no, I can't do that. It's wild.
Anthony's like, I order online and have expendable income.
Yeah, they have a really good online app program too, but I feel like they're kind of, a lot of these chain restaurants learned the success that Raising Cane's had from having just such a simple menu, and they're kind of going back to that.
You have too many choices. I don't even want to go through
it. I just saw this burger that got named the best burger in America, and that the place only serves a cheeseburger and french fries. That's it.
Boom.
What's it called?
I can't remember.
Anyway, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Clam Chowder Day, everybody. Clam Chowder?
Love me a clam chowder
bowl. I wouldn't be surprised if Starbucks adds it to the menu. What else?
We also have Chocolate Covered Nut Day as well, too.
That's my favorite thing in the world.
Automatic will sit and just eat nuts all night long.
You should see me in the nut aisle. I'm like a scientist going through each.
Oh, like in the healthy nut aisle?
Where yeah.
Like
a little I'm that guy.
Depender thing.
Anthony, he will take so much time. I'm like, where are you? In the nut aisle? I shouldn't even ask anymore.
My new thing is white chocolate pecans.
Oh. All right, that sounds pretty good.
Dude, you way too excited over nuts. This is just too weird.
Let's wrap it up, and sorry for what I said earlier. It's not World Spa Day. It's World Spay Day. All right? Equally as important.
Okay,
yes.
I grew up in the barrio. Okay, we didn't spay or neuter nothing.
Not the best out of town, huh?
No, cats and dogs just running wild.
Oh.
Spay or neuter your pets. And, by the way, the city usually has some programs where you can get it done for free. So not all them little kittens and dogs running around.
This always reminds me of The Price is Right because they always wrap it up with spay and neuter your pets.
They still do that. They still do.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm so freaking proud of my husband, DJ Automatic. I'm going to brag on you, Otto. I'm bragging on you right now. This weekend, he put together a couch in an hour and 10 minutes. I helped.
That's pretty fast. Dude.
But not to the extent that he didn't even need me there. I sliced the box and opened it up. The rest was him. He did it
nice,
all.
It's an influencer couch, so you'll see the video soon.
Yes, it is an influencer couch.
What does an influencer couch even mean?
Finagled some way that we got a couch for way cheaper because she's got a lot of followers, and they said if you put it together and put it on the internet, we will give you a deal.
So
on a couch.
I made Automatic put it together.
Nice.
A lot of the video looks like Dana's putting it together.
Is it a TikTok shop or no? It's not a TikTok shop one.
I don't know. But I'm not signing anything.
It's a little better quality.
Way better quality than that. I'm not skimping when it comes to a sofa or a mattress. But I finally feel at home. Like, I feel like the setup. Like, I feel like laying in my couch.
Feng shui's in place, huh?
You know, Anthony, moving into a new place, whether you're moving into a new apartment or a house or even spending the night at my mom's house now, it just doesn't feel like my space, and I didn't feel comfortable. Now I feel like, for the first time this weekend, I was like, man, okay, this is my space. Put my things up in the closet. My makeup is where it goes. I got all my mirrors up and auto took a rug out of the box.
Yeah.
You know, like
we
did
the hardest thing I did all weekend.
We did this.
Trying to get the rug underneath the couch
That's a tricky one.
Have Dana Cortez as your, I did have Chewy help me though.
Producer Chewy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to prop you up and you're like, all I had here was my wife to help me. I directed. I did a little bit of that, but I feel at home.
She's not the strong man that I needed, though.
I feel like this has had a little bit more yelling than we're talking about, or no?
It always does, it always does.
I wasn't yelling. I was
talking forcefully.
Spirited. In my guidance. I was spirited.
Chewy turns around and looks at me like, yep, that's what
I had to pull out the measuring tape. These guys are trying to, I'm like, what's going on here?
My takeaway from this is the kindest and best soul we have on the show is producer Chewy.
By far.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
It's not even close.
Between myself and Jesse, ain't nobody going there on a weekend. You crazy.
I'm like, hey, you want to come over and have tacos? What I really meant is help my husband put furniture
together. I swear to God, I told her, I said, did you invite Chewy just so he could help me?
I didn't do that. I said, we need to hurry up and get it done before he gets here. You know I said that.
No, she did say that. And I did try to get it done, but he had to help me with it. He pretty much just helped me with the run.
Yeah, that was it. And then we had White People Taco Night. And all was well.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.